you will wait. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you will pay for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Top Scanner Scott, he spanks butts, he scants when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster,
he wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene on the show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Yay, yes, I'm back. It's been quite a while. I think it's almost a month since I've been on the air. And we had some podcast problems in the last little while here at CITR, but everything should be back up and running normally. If you want to pick up some old podcasts from any of the shows here on CITR, they're currently doing podcasting. And the big news from a couple weeks ago, haven't actually announced the official date yet, but the Specials have announced that they are going to be playing three dates at South by Southwest Festival this March, and they are going to sandwich that with a little bit of they're landing in Chicago, doing a crazy Chicago show, and then they're playing South by Southwest, and then they're hitting California and coming all the way up. Where are they playing? They're playing L.A., San Diego, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Vancouver, B.C. And that's this March, the Specials. Very excited. And you East Coasters that are going, what the hell? I do believe they're going to do another leg of the tour at the end of the summer. I'm not sure if that's going to be a festival thing or what, but that is the plan, that they are still going to come out in the summer as well. So don't worry. Don't worry, East Coasters and other coasters. They'll be out there. Anyway, let's play some Specials and get excited for that. Specials 2013.
We'll be right back. till then we celebrate each year. Until then, we celebrate with beer. Until then, yeah. Until then, friend. Until then, we celebrate in good cheer.
Mad Bombers Society from Edmonton. They played a New Year's Eve show this year in Edmonton, and I was really curious how that went. So that would have been really, really fun. That track calls, of course, called Top of the World, and we also had a track on there. I actually meant to play the track right before it, but that was okay. Not as good as the one I wanted to play, but that was a Big D and the Kids Table off of the Damn, the Dumb, and the Delirious track called Roxbury. And then we started off with a couple tracks from The Specials, Dawning of a New Era, and Little Bitch. And yeah, they're coming to Vancouver sometime near the end of March. Stay tuned. I'm hoping it's the end of the tour that maybe they'll do a couple shows so we can see them a couple times. And if not, if you want to see them a couple times, definitely either jump across the border, go down to Seattle and Portland, or go down to South by Southwest this year, because they've announced that they're playing three times at South by Southwest, which is going to be pretty amazing. Very tempting. Very, very tempting. And of course, in case you hadn't heard, Terry Hall is with The Specials this time. He's been playing since The Specials reformed like about 3 years ago. They've been touring a ton in the UK, and they played Coachella last year. So Terry Hall is definitely on this tour, because last time The Specials came to Vancouver, he wasn't. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to see Mr. Neville Staples, because he's cited some medical issues, but sort of weird, sort of press release. I think that The Specials put out so much energy that it's sort of dangerous for him, because he was quite a crazy man on stage there. But he is still touring with his own band, so. But he's not going to be doing these Specials dates. But anyway, the rest of the band will be there. It's going to be great. I'll fill you in when I know more. Or follow my Twitter, because every day I'm looking at the Specials Twitter page waiting to see that date. Okay, let's get back to some stuff. Some shows coming up. Of course, it's the winter ska thing this weekend, but I'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to try and talk to Chris Murray on the phone in a little while. I'm going to give some tickets away for the Winter Wipeout on Friday at the Rickshaw. I'll tell you more about that in a sec, but right now I've got some tickets to give away for the third monthly. This is the third time in the last 3 months that the Ska Spot Live is happening at the Cellar. And this month coming up, Tuesday, February 5th, Rude City Riot is bringing a band called Brethren and special guests. I'm not sure who the special guests are, but I'm sure they're very special and very great. So again, Tuesday, February 5th at the Cellar, Ska Spot Live with Rude City Riot and friends. And if you want tickets to that, I can put you on the list. Just give me a call here at 604-822-2487. And I know a lot of you listen to the podcast, so I'm going to put aside a pair as well for anyone listening to the podcast. Email... Yeah, see, email me at djska_t@hotmail.com, or you could just tweet me, and I'll pick a winner that way or somehow. But anyway, either way, if you want to go, there's ways to get on this magic list. And the first one is 604-822-2487, Rude City Riot.
Running with by the poolside.
Down the road, hand in hand, and I'm here to tell you when she looks at me, well, I know I finally found my long lost friend.
Cause that girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, girl, I see the magic in you. Cause that girl can do anything, I believe it's true.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Baby,
Ah, I love that band so much. I still listen to the Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was the Fundamentals, a track called Gone off of their album Get All Right. And we also had, in that little set there, we had Fatty and the Roaches from Vancouver, British Columbia, off of their album Stanley from quite a few years ago now, three years ago maybe, a track called That Girl. Maybe it's even older than that. I lose track of time very easily. And we started that set off with Rude City Riot, Bonnie and Clyde, again playing in a couple Tuesdays from now. Let's see here. I am going to be talking to Chris Murray in the next 10 or 15 minutes about this weekend. But before that, I just wanted to mention a really fun weekend that happens every year in Las Vegas, the High Rollers Weekend 2013. I think this is the 11th or 12th year running. It starts on Thursday, February 28th and goes till the Sunday. What is that? March 2nd or 3rd-ish? March 3rd. And, yeah, some great bands playing, and there's always awesome DJs. I'm kind of bummed they haven't actually mentioned which DJs, but they're always great, and there's usually just a ton of them. But if you're into ska and scooters, the High Rollers Weekend is for you. Just a ton of people fly in. A lot of people bring in their Lambrettas and Vespas and, you know, dress up in their suits and party all weekend like there's no tomorrow. And I've been about three times, and it's so fun. I'm on the fence. I'm thinking about going this year. It's pretty cold and miserable here. Not that it's super warm in Vegas this time of year, I guess. But anyway, it's a good excuse to get out of the city. Two of the bands that are playing on the Friday night, a band from the Bay Area called The Champions Inc., or Incorporated, who I've never heard of before, but I checked out some tracks on YouTube and found a track on theirs of theirs I'm going to play for you in a second. And back by popular demand, I guess they had this band play at one of the High Roller Weekend scooter rallies about 6 years ago. They are called All Mod Cons, and they are the original tribute to The Jam. And I think actually they're from the UK. I'm not positive on that. But anyway, I guess there's a few jam cover band, tribute bands out there. But this is the All Mod Cons, who apparently are the best. So if you're a jam fan, check them out on the Saturday. You can go to lvscooterrally.com, or you can find more information at High Rollers Weekend 2013 on Facebook. And so I'm going to start this set off with The Champions Incorporated. This track is called... forgot what track is called, but it's good. Oh, it's good. It's The Good, The Bad, and The Boss.
World. What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life is spent.
Chris Murray. I think I got him on the line. Are you still there, Chris?
I'm here.
Hey, right on. A little bit of clicking on the phone there, but we'll deal with that. So great to hear you. I feel like it's been a really long time since I've heard you. What's new with Chris Murray?
Well, right now.
Oh, hold tight. Hold tight. I think he'll call back. In case you were wondering, that was Chris Murray, who is playing this Friday night for the Winter Ska Wipeout at the Rickshaw Theater with Los Furios and Heads Hung Heavy and the Bone Daddies. And we're going to be giving away some tickets, so hang in there. Oh, there he is. Hang on one sec. Did we get you back? Did we get you back there, Chris? Hello?
Yes, I had a network failure. One of us did.
Oh, it sounds better now, though.
Must be. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm doing right now is, in the last, about a year and a half ago, I set up a home studio, and during the time since then, Chris Murray Combo has recorded a new album, and I'm just about to mix that. I have one track that I needed to mix before I got into the album, and I did that yesterday. So that's the next thing on my agenda. Something I did recently that was really cool, I went to Indonesia for the first time.
Yeah, an Indonesian ska festival.
Ska festival.
Yeah,
great.
That's one thing I meant to ask you. What is the scene like in there? I keep seeing that more and more bands and more internet stuff with the ska scene in that part of the world, which I guess has slowly been bubbling, hey?
Yeah, the way it was described to me, well, I noticed even a few years ago, a lot of people signing up on Facebook from Indonesia. So I just started talking to them, thinking like, well, how can I go there and play a show? And at the time, there was nobody really putting on shows bringing international artists. But there were, and there still are, there are many domestic bands, and they play a lot, and there's a lot of people into the music. I don't know why it is that it clicked, but there's a scene happening there, and so I went there in November, at the end of November, and also at the same festival, Mr. T-Bone from Italy was there.
Awesome.
And so I asked him, what is the history of foreign ska artists coming to Indonesia?
Because he's been there before, right? He's been there, I think there, I have
no,
a lot.
It was the first time for both of us.
Yeah, but didn't he play with them?
Posting about it. But
I thought I saw a post. Yeah, I thought he had played with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra there. I think I had a live album that he was featured on playing with them. I think in the 90s.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I'll try and track it down some other time. But anyway, keep going on.
What I was told was that the first time a foreign ska, when I say foreign, maybe there are some bands from close by countries like Malaysia or Thailand or something that have come.
Yeah.
But for, I guess, artists. The first time was in 1999, Maroon Town from London went, and in between then and when I went, there had only been one other artist that went, and that was the Toasters, who were there 1 month before I was there. There was more than a decade without any Western ska artists showing up. So when Mr. T-Bone and I arrived, everybody was super stoked, and so were we, of course.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how many... on the bill, we played with must have been 8 to 10 Indonesian ska bands, and a lot of people came out, and people are right into it. It's a great place.
So, just curious, just kind of curious, is this like an outdoor venue kind of thing, or more of a nightclub, older crowd, or?
It was like a hall, not exactly a club. It wasn't outdoors. We were there in the rainy season, so outdoor shows would have been sketchy. But it was like I would say maybe there were 800 people in a hall, and it looked like a building from the past, kind of ornate. It was a really nice time. I know that when local bands are gigging, they do sometimes some big festivals where lots of people are there, and like every band, some small clubs. But overall, it was just such a great experience to go somewhere new and to connect with the people there who are really big ska fans. I was told also that they've been a little behind the curve when started to build. They started getting into ska, but really there was a third wave ska scene. And now they have kind of moved into the older music, and years after that's happened here. And I think that every time somebody gets into the old music, they always stay with that. Maybe they'll be into all kinds of ska, but I know for people that are into steady and that type of thing, there'll always be people in Indonesia that are into it. Because the crowds there were pretty young. I would say 20 to 25 was the average typical age.
Lots of energy, I bet.
People were putting on the show. Yeah. I mean, people are having a lot of fun, dancing, yelling, screaming, jumping.
So have you noticed, because I noticed, I don't know if any of the bands in Malaysia, but I know I noticed that quite a few bands have been covering your songs. You used to be known to be able to play almost any ska reggae song, either during your sets or just in someone's living room. Someone could shout out a song and you could play it. But now it seems that more people are starting to cover your songs.
I know, it's amazing to me. Before I went over, I'd seen at least a handful of clips on YouTube where Indonesian bands were playing my songs. And when I was there, I was backed by Indonesian musicians from more than one band, but a group came together to be the backing unit. And so some of them were already playing some of the songs with their own band.
Wow.
It was wild. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great.
The internet really
great for you? Great for some royalties?
Well, I wonder, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm not retiring yet.
No, not even close. Earlier you were talking about your home studio and you've got some more stuff coming out. Is there a time frame that we're going to hear? Well, I guess we're going to hear some of these things on Friday night at the Rickshaw. But when are we going to get our hands on this new stuff?
You know, from the start of the project, I decided not to set deadlines. part of that reality is that the studio was due to me, and as I've been doing things, I've been dealing with learning curves of how to work the equipment. So sometimes, you know, things that if I did them today would take 5 minutes, you know, 6 months ago would have taken me an hour. Excuse me.
Yep.
So I didn't really want to be up against a deadline. I just wanted, as we were making music, to be focused on enjoying doing that and getting good performances, getting good sounds.
Whereas you've been sort of known for taking a Walkman or a Ghetto Blaster on tour and recording and releasing some really raw, like your album Raw, raw material. So this is going to be quite different, I guess.
Yes. I mean, we had, because there was a home recording situation, unlimited time. And so in past, I've tended to work in whatever situation presents itself. When we made the first combo album, it was in the same space, and Victor Rice was here for a week doing some live submixing, staying at my place. So he said, hey, why don't we record a track? Everyone was into it. By the next day, we realized, well, if we really work at it fast, we can record a whole album. So we tracked that in 4 days and then mixed it later. This time, in bits and pieces, here and there, we spent about a year from the start of recording to finishing the recording. And didn't really feel like we were in a big rush. Sometimes not having a deadline means get a little lackadaisical, but in the end, I really am happy. I love the way the recording sounds.
Awesome.
And yesterday, I dealt with a lot of learning curves of what do I need to do to mix on this equipment. And today I feel like I know what to do. And over the next month, that's going to be my primary task. I have also another trip next month. I'm going to Mexico again.
Awesome.
This time I'm doing shows with Vic Ruggiero and Jay Nugent from Cypress.
Whoa, wicked.
So Vic and I will each be doing solo live performance. Jay will be spinning. And I'm sure when the three of us get together, we've hung out for 20 years, I guess, almost.
There's going to be some magic.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff together over the years, so I'm sure there will be some things that, that happen in the moment that I don't even know.
Well, so I love Mexico City and how Mexico is really embracing ska music in the last quite a while. Yeah, so if you need a roadie, yeah. I got some good connections down there. I might get you in trouble. Anyway, we should get to some more music and get these ticket giveaways. And I'm really excited to see you on Friday, Chris.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back.
Yeah, awesome. And feel free to throw me any tunes if they're ready. I'll play some on the radio if they're ready. About, you know, not until they're ready. I know you're
when they're ready.
No pressure.
You'll know, for sure.
No pressure.
Okay.
Great to hear you. Thanks a lot. Chris Murray playing the Winter Wipeout this Friday night at the Rickshaw Theater with Los Furios, the Bone Daddies, and Heads Hang Heavy. It's going to be an amazing show. Get your tickets in advance if you can at all the cool record stores around. We'll see you there Friday, and I'll see you there, Chris. Great to see you.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Scotty. Good to see you.
Great to hear your voice. Okay, cheers.
All right.
By the sea, drive a white Ford van that takes me in between, and there's a big record company talking to me. I think everything will be alright. I put the dance in your feet, hear your clapping hands, travel all around with my favorite bands. I guess everything is happening according to plan, and everything will be alright. Sweet, I never sleep in late. What I want, I got. What I don't, I ain't. Like, baby, I've got no complaints. And these days I keep myself where the weather is nice. Don't have to shovel the snow, instead I jog at night and play my guitar with the scattered lights. Everything will be alright.
So if you wanted tickets to see Chris Murray and Los Furios and the Bone Daddies and Heads Hang Heavy this Friday night at the Rickshaw, just give us a call here. Be the third caller, 604-822-2487. And check the Twitter for some other giveaways as well. See you next week.
Be drunk and meant to go anyway. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take a trip and sky in Mexico. Sky in Mexico. Rocks and sky we go. We skip all the beaches and resorts, just straight into the shows. Drink outside the cup, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go. Everything is calling me, but I want to go home.